This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Smash and grab robberies happening all over the nation. These are not isolated. These are not just California. It's not just Chicago. It's not just Minneapolis. It's all over the country. And the word is getting out. The criminal mind works. It's an amazing mind. It really is. And it moves fast. We move in a light speed in comparison to the old days. Once something works somewhere else, other people go, let's give it a shot. Soaring crime rates. Forget just the smash and grab stuff. Soaring crime rates in general. People may be going in mass and robbing places, but let me tell you, regular folks just going in, getting their $950 worth of crap, that's increased exponentially. A friend of mine was telling me, well, an acquaintance, said that her brother-in-law got his car stolen the other day. And here's what they told him. The thief stole his car. He gave him LoJack and said, here's where the car should be. He was tracking him on LoJack. They went to one location, it was gone. They went to another, and they were like, look, tell us where the car is. So do your job, person who got your car stolen. They finally recover the car. They say, now look, in order for this to go smoothly, the best thing for you to do is to go get your own car and take the plate off and drive it home and pretend it was never stolen. Because, number one, you're not going to get stopped if you don't have a license plate. We won't stop you. She was incredulous. She was like, are you kidding me? So was I, by the way. It's like, they won't stop a car that doesn't have a plate. I thought that was like one of the first things cops did was say, let's make sure this is a legitimate vehicle, worthy to be on the road. You pay your taxes. So you can say, my car is roadworthy. And, oh, by the way, I'm the owner of this car. It hasn't been used in the commission of a crime, etc. Now, they don't even stop them. This was in Denver, by the way. Crazy stuff. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I don't know all the details of it. I'm just telling you. We got soaring crime rates, smash and grabs, theft, what they call shrinkage in retail, through the roof because of leftist policies. We've got an overburdened healthcare system. Why? Because two reasons. Illegals and the scamdemic. But this is all great news for conservatives, folks, because it's showcasing the in-your-face hypocrisy. And this is not boding well for the Democrats. Where do I begin to tell the story of a love that's never grown? Where do I begin to tell the story of a love that should have grown? Democrats cannot grow the love. Man, I saw this. I'll just read you the article, a piece of it anyway. So Democrats are struggling. You know what they were hoping? They were hoping that they could buy off America. They said, look, we've robbed all this money from the Treasury. We're all rich. We're living large. Let's give back a little of the money that we stole from working conservatives to these poor leftist plantation folks. But it isn't helping. So here's what it says. Americans don't feel the direct payments or expanded child tax credits doled out earlier this year helped them much, according to the latest NPR Marist poll. And they don't see Democrats' signature legislation as addressing their top economic concern. You want to know what that is? Inflation, a.k.a. Bidenflation. Additionally, they're down on the job Biden is doing. Don't give him much credit for the direct payments or tax credits and have soured on the direction of the country. Folks, this is an NPR Marist poll. This is as lefty as it gets. The results come as Democrats prepare a nationwide push to sell voters on their policies ahead of the 2020 midterm elections, when the party will defend its slim majorities in both the House and the Senate. Let me tell you, I can tell you this right now with 100% certainty. If there is no cheating, the Democrats will lose the House, they will lose the Senate, and they will lose in numbers that will make 2010 look like it was a penny party. They say Americans do mostly endorse the new infrastructure law, but are less supportive of the Build Back Better bill. So they said, while it will expand the social safety net, survey respondents weren't convinced that it would help people like them. And they would be right. The director of the Marist polls, a lady named Barbara Carvalho, she says, they, Democrats, don't have a unified message for what they're doing. And that does not bode well for the party. There you go. It's not me saying. You've heard me say it. Do you need to hear more of me? I'm just going to tell you, I already have clocked what the Democrats are doing. I've been doing this for well over a decade. I've been studying it longer than that. You can't win when your strategy is antithetical to what you want to actually accomplish. Democrats say, we want to help blacks. Your strategy doesn't do it. So I have to believe you don't want to help blacks. The Democrats say they want to help women. Your strategy doesn't do it. They say they want to help Latinos. Your strategy doesn't do it. The only place where you could say there's been some gain is perhaps in the LGBT community. The gays, they've gotten a little bit. But in I don't know that legislatively I would say the gains for gays, quite honestly, are just more along the lines of bringing the issue of sexuality to the fore and people going, I don't really care. I think it's weird, but I don't really care. Because when you're not forced with it, when you're not made to think about it, and it's just weird in your mind, then it stays weird. But when it's like, well, Kevin, you know, these guys want to have sex together, and you go, okay, I mean, I think it's weird, but I don't care. And it's over and over and over. If you finally get to the point where you go, look, go do your thing. And we've been forced to do that. I'll give the gays credit for that. But going back to other things that the Democrats, they're in big trouble. Big trouble. People recognize smash and grab belongs to them. Soaring crime belongs to them. Inflation belongs to them, particularly Biden. And what, foreign policy, you think that's going to get any better? Are you watching? Are you paying attention? I know you are. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. I can't wait. Stick around.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we've been talking about all the Democrats' woes. Matt Gaetz tweeted this: I care more about the U.S.-Mexico border than the Russia-Ukraine border. I'm sure he speaks for many Americans in expressing that sentiment. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Lisa Daftari said this: I'm watching motorcycle cops in L.A. hiding on main streets, pulling over soccer moms going 10 miles over the speed limit and writing hefty violations. But you can steal up to $950 from the boutique on the same street, no penalty. That's the lunacy in L.A. right now in a nutshell. I say to Lisa, that's the lunacy of leftism all over the country in a nutshell. And here's the good news. Everybody's talking about it. Look, I live in Arizona. I've been to Florida. I've been to a couple places here. And every time I bring this up, you know what? Conservative, yeah, man, $950. Okay. They immediately jump to it. It's not a secret. We know what's going on. We see the hypocrisy of people writing tickets to solid citizens. But as I explained earlier, you can not have your tag on your car, your license plate on your car, and a cop won't pull you over. At least in Denver. I'm sure it's true in other big municipalities. So if you're doing it by the book, you're going to get pulled over and ticketed. You go through a red light camera, and you got your license plate. Guess what happens? You get ticketed. You don't have your license plate, you don't get ticketed. People are aware of this. Anyway, I want to move on and talk. We're going to talk about some other stuff. I want to talk about this illegal vaccine mandate that Joe Biden tried to implement and that the Senate nixed. And we're also going to talk about All Lives Matter. We're going to talk about smash and grab because I started out in the first segment mentioning it. And the crazy statement made by the Chicago mayor on smash and grab. It'll blow your mind if you haven't heard it. You probably have. But you'll want to give my take. Anyway, a veteran police detective, an LAPD union boss in Los Angeles, issued a dire warning to visitors. And you want to know what the warning was? Stay away. He says, this crime surge is so bad, I gotta warn you, stay away. Don't come here. This reminds me of South Dallas, where I had friends on the police force in Dallas, and they said, man, don't go to South Dallas, don't go to Bon-Ton, Kevin. Because I had a buddy, he wasn't on crack, he was a dope fiend, and I was trying to help him out. I was friends with his sister, and she said to me, and just to get in full disclosure, nothing else going on, just she was in my karate class. And one day she came in, and she was distraught, and I said, hey, what's up? She says, my brother, you know, and she started explaining it. And so I said, well, let me try to reason with him. So she goes, well, Kevin, he's in Bon-Ton. And I know Bon-Ton, terrible place. Cops told me, Kev, we go in there to get the bodies. We don't go in there to protect you. So anyway, she says he's in Bon-Ton. I was like, oh, wow. So I go visit this dude. This is drug gang area. I go, it's one way in and one way out. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. The street you went down, it was one way in. It was a cul-de-sac. And that was it. He was at the very end of the cul-de-sac. Anyway, I go in there in the middle of the day because it was, you know, safe. And I had a really hot car. And I'm thinking, oof. So I'm not afraid, but, you know, I'm not stupid either. So I drive the car in, and, man, all eyeballs on me. Dudes playing dominoes, you know, on the corners and stuff. Guys, you know, dealing drugs, whatever. So I go and I park my car, and I hear a voice from the screen. I couldn't see the dude, but he was like, oh, man, you must be a thrill seeker. Yeah, they called me a thrill seeker. So anyway, I go upstairs to this guy's apartment, the dope fiend. And I'm just telling him, hey, what's up, man? You know, and I brought him some things that he needed. And we just sat down and we talked. That was it. We didn't talk. I didn't talk about his addiction. I just said, hey, man, I'm just coming to spend some time with you. He's like, man, you crazy to be coming up in here. I said, man, your sister said you needed a friend. So I'm here. And I went to see this dude once a week for probably 6 weeks. And the dude at the bottom, the old black dude down there, he was like, man, you must be a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Because he goes, you come here, he goes, you don't even lock your car. He knew I didn't lock the car. And I was like, they have to know, you know, I'm not a cop. I'm there to do some good. So long story short, I befriended the guy. But my point is this. My friends on the Dallas PD said, hey, Kev, just letting you know, we don't come, no matter how many of us you know, we don't come there to protect you. We come there to get the bodies. Because I was talking to him about where I had to go to Bon-Ton, man. My boys are like, man, you going to Bon-Ton? Like, yep. Dude, cautioning me against it. Well, I mean, I can't say this guy was friends enough for me to do that. But I did want, you know, it was my little way of giving back. And I'll tell you this, there wasn't anybody else who was going to do it. And I tell that story, and as I'm telling it, I'm thinking to myself, that's kind of the way I look at the conservative movement. Nobody else is going to do it. We got a LAPD union head saying, don't come to our city. Hey, America, this city is off limits to you. Los Angeles Police Protective League Director Jamie McBride explained that he's telling people not to visit because we don't think we can keep you safe. Los Angeles, he says, is like the movie The Purge. But instead of 24 hours to commit your crime, they have 365 days. This is what he said on Fox. He said, California's zero bail policy, which allows offenders of misdemeanors and low-level felonies to be quickly released from custody after being arrested and booked, is to blame for the rash of theft, robberies, and other violent crime across the region. Folks, you think this is limited to California? Or do you think these liberal attorney generals and district attorneys and whatever, do you think they're allowing this to happen or creating this? He goes on, he says, right now, you can literally go out, do whatever you want, commit crimes, and you'll be out faster than the officers can finish the report. This is what an LAPD officer, former guy, that, and now he runs the union, is telling people. And you know what he's saying? It doesn't matter what we do. How much policing do you want? See, it all has to work together. The community has to say, we're going to tell on you if you do something bad. You do something bad, the police get you. The police get you, they give you over to the justice system, and the justice system has to give you enough of a deterrent to where you don't want to commit the crime. There are very solid citizens right now in America saying, you know what, man, when I watch people just going in and grabbing stuff and walking out, why should I pay? And the capitalists, I don't feel sorry for them. I don't. Most of these guys are trying to be so woke and they don't want to do anything. Well, I'll tell you what, let's help them. Let's help them wake up. Because apparently they need to lose their businesses before they get really woke.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas state troopers are seizing record amounts of fentanyl at the border crossings from Mexico. Jennifer Hatch with the Department of Public Safety saying the cartels sell it as synthetic heroin to increase their profits. Officials estimate they have seized enough fentanyl this year alone to kill 200 million people.
Bob Dole was a man of his word.
That's how President Biden described late Senator Dole during a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden and Republican Dole served together for many years in the Senate, Biden praising Dole's willingness to work with Democrats to get things done.
It came time for literally the deciding vote, on whether we're going to defund Amtrak, and he cast the vote against his party, deciding to keep funding Amtrak.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A new inflation report is released on Friday.
The latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showing that inflation jump that many were expecting. It was led by a spike in energy and gasoline prices. The consumer price index rising 0.8% in November, a significant month-to-month rise. And it shows over the past 12 months, prices have climbed by 6.8%. That's the highest year-to-year increase in nearly 40 years. Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner, lay the blame directly at the White House door.
When you look at the out-of-control spending, you're certainly seeing it weaken American families and certainly our financial security.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. The Biden administration insists that its projections show inflation will go down next year. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow unfazed by the latest news, trading in positive territory. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Some of the retailers downtown in Michigan Avenue, I will tell you, I'm disappointed that they're not doing more to take safety and make it a priority. For example, we still have retailers that won't institute plans like having security officers in their stores, locking up their merchandise at night, chaining high-end bags. These purses seem to be something that is attracting a lot of attention on these organized retail theft units.
That was the mayor of Chicago blaming retailers for what thieves are doing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Why not blame retailers for even having retail stores? Because without the stores, you can't smash and grab, right? Because that would solve the problem. If there are no brick-and-mortar stores, how are you going to steal? I guess maybe cyber theft? What, the fastest-growing crime in the world? Smash and grabs happen whether it's physically or it's, you know, electronically. It's still the same. Smash and grabs. Let me ask you, conservatives, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, are you plotting on how to steal your stuff from Amazon or wherever you order your products? Are you plotting where to steal it? How you could work with hackers to get things to come? Or are you just going online and purchasing? Because, see, I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that you just go online, you look for the bargain, you do your research, and you click the button and you buy it. I don't think you're looking for a hookup. I don't think you're looking for the proverbial back of the truck deal. You just go on, you find a decent deal, and you say, boom. You may find it later and go, oh, I could have saved 10 bucks or something like that. But it's okay. I helped somebody out. I bet you the majority of you don't even go down to the really research it to the level where you go, okay, I found the cheapest price, the best value. I know that this seller does. You just go, hey, I found it. It looks right. Yep, that's it. Boom. And if you paid a little more for it, it's okay. You're willing to donate it to the cause. That's what you do. So you're not planning any cyber theft, nor are you planning any smash and grabs. And as appealing as it seems, when you're watching all these people walk out and loot, you will still do the right thing. Because that's what conservatism is. And that's why you can sleep well at night. That's why you can consider yourself a better citizen of the world than any left that you've ever met in the past or going into the future. Because you are willing to do the right thing. Even when it hurts you. Even when you could get away with it. Because that is what's called character. See, we refer to it when we talk about the content of one's character.
And there are lots of people of all colors that believe in the American credo, and they understand that somebody has to make a product, and that you're messing up the supply chain when somebody disrupts it and steals it. There's a ripple effect. And the ripple effect means it impacts all the legal, the people that do it legally. We're the ones footing the bill. Ask a retailer, we talked about it on the program, ask a retailer how much does shrinkage cost them. But Lori Lightfoot, who blames them, says, why don't they put more security officers in the stores? That would help. You think that the stores that have security officers are faring any better in this smash and grab thing? There are people that are coming in by the dozens and doing this. You can't get them all. But even if you could, let's say you had 15 security officers in a store. What's it going to cost you? What's that costing us? Does it come free? Of course it's not. It's not free. It's pushed down to the consumer. Now, leftists don't count that as part of Bidenflation. That's leftflation is what it is. Every time you go into a store and you see the cameras and the camera above the cash register, the cameras that are all throughout the store, you've seen them on cop shows. They know when you go in, it's time stamped. They're sophisticated. They have people behind the scenes watching, looking for theft. Tell yourself this. Understand this, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That stuff's not there for you. That is a byproduct of leftism. That is a tax that you pay because there are people out there who don't give a crap about what it takes to make a living legitimately. Inflation is nothing compared to theft. I mean, it will be under Biden. Don't misunderstand me. It's no little thing. But I'm saying theft is occurring year after year. So Lightfoot says, put more security officers in the store. And then, here's what I love. She says, remove your items from the store. Why are you leaving stuff out? Can you imagine if you're you run a Walmart or whatever store, a little bodega, and in order for you to get thieves not to steal from you, you need to have a vault where you take all your products out, your potato chips and your Snickers bars and whatever else, and stick it all in the vault. And then the next day, you come in early and you put it all back out. Can you imagine? Just take your average store, your grocery store. Do you think the grocery store wants to take everything off the shelves and put it back on the shelves to accommodate Lori Lightfoot's deal? The grocery store, let me tell you what they've done. The grocery stores put in some places, you know, and you have a general idea of where you are based on what I'm about to tell you. Because some of you white folks out there, y'all aren't even going to know what I'm talking about. Y'all be, Kevin, what are you talking about? What is he talking about, Chuck? Well, let me tell you, there are stores where they put up plexiglass. It's been outlawed in some of the liberal enclaves of America because they don't want people to feel bad, feel like they're being kept as criminals behind cages, locked down, sequestered. Unless, of course, it's for the stupid scam, for the mask. But when you go into a bodega, when somebody else is protected behind their security glass, that's illegal. The reason why these people have put that plexiglass up is because they want to prevent smash and grabs. They want to prevent people from being able to steal from them anytime they want. But no, even when they protect themselves, people like Lori Lightfoot go, that's illegal. But then what does she say? They should protect themselves. They should get security officers. Think about what it costs us to protect ourselves from leftists. How many more cops are on the street? How many people have to work security because of leftists? Then she says to the bodega owner, by the way, you're tempting people with your products. Put it away. Where's he going to put it? In a warehouse outside of his store? Isn't that the same thing? Who's going to protect the warehouse? Does it have to go inside of a vault? And then she singles out one item. Well, these purses, they need to do something to protect the purses. Huh. Strange, because see, most men don't have purses. So who's stealing these purses? Is it men stealing them from women? Maybe, but regardless, by the way, I don't think it is, but regardless of who's stealing them, who's creating the theft, who's making the theft occur? Women? Are you going to condemn the women's movement? Or I tell you what, here's a smart move. How about we condemn the purse for being so seductive that it gets itself stolen? But then that would be tantamount to accusing a woman who's raped of being too seductive. This is the backfire that happens with leftism. So going back to what Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, said, she's essentially blamed the retailers for having products, not locking it up, not chaining the quote high-end bags, and she's saying that's what's making this organized. It has nothing to do with the types of laws that are being written and those laws that are on the books that are not enforced. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with this other stuff. That's like saying, okay, well, what's creating the drive-bys, the high crime in Chicago and almost every other city in this country? What's it got to do with? What's the root source of it? You know, how could you prevent it? How can a neighborhood, for example, prevent a drive-by? Maybe they could block off the streets. You get what I'm saying? Well, if you use her logic, and I dare you to, use her logic to solve the problems that are ailing her city. It's the other person's fault, the person providing the service. I just want to be clear. It isn't the perp. It isn't the individual that goes in and steals X amount of dollars and steals from a legitimate person who's running a business. It's not their fault. It's not the, quote, organized crimes people's fault who are doing this stuff. It's not their fault. It's the store owner's fault for having all this seductive materials in there. In short, let's not fix the criminals. Let's fix the capitalists. Let's not fix the criminals. Let's fix the cops.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Babylon Bee said Pfizer is offering a loyalty card to get you a free Subway sandwich when you get 10 boosters. Oh, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. How many boosters are people going to get with this stupid scamdemic? And you know, the sad part about it is we joke about it, but the health implications of it are dramatic. And I feel sad for people that, look, if you got the shot because you wanted to get it and you felt safe, I'm fine with it. I truly am. But for the people who were forced to get it, or they read it, bought into the propaganda about it, I really feel sorry for them, because you just don't know what's going to happen. You get one body. And I remember my grandparents would say, you only get one set of big teeth. Well, now, you know, let's face it, you can get the fake ones put in. But with your body, when things are altered, you don't even get to fake it. You can't. There's not a some sort of a, what do they call it, the dental work they do now. Anyway, there's not that you can do with the body. You get one, and you better take care of it. I'm all for modern science. I'm not anti-vax, but I am anti-something that I feel like is a scam that the government is trying to cajole me into doing, and that is exactly what's happening now. Anyway, it's illoral. It's illegal to force somebody to get a vaccine, period. Over, I don't even care, quite honestly, if it's the worst scam, worst pandemic in the history of man. It should still be illegal to force you to get it, because you don't know what's going to happen. And the fact is that we're all going to die of something. That what do you, you know, for all intents, I mean, I could make all kinds of parallels that don't fit exactly, like a gas leak, you know, something like that. You can't prevent death. And for government to believe that they can, I find incredible. Now, I do see the other end of the spectrum, where if we could develop something that theoretically could make people survive in the event of a real pandemic, I do see the flip side of this. But this isn't it. Again, welcome, folks. So, big loss for Biden. The Senate has voted against him. Bad optics, but it is a big win for America. When I say bad optics, I mean bad optics for Biden, because he needs a win. And for those of you waiting out there for his win, you know, wondering, Kevin, is it going to come before the midterms? Or no, it's not. His vaccine mandates are on life support. And as Biden's numbers go, so do the mandates and other larcenies that are related to this scandemic. And we should be ecstatic that things are going our way. This is providence by the good Lord. Anyway, here's the story. The Senate voted to nix President Biden. Oh, take that back. To nix Biden's vaccine mandate for larger businesses, handing Republicans what's been called a symbolic win. And it's symbolic for more than one reason. Forget what I just said earlier about the fact that we have our own rights as human beings, and nobody should be able to take those rights away. If my life is not impending on yours, you can't take it away. And that means in sickness and in health. In sickness, for somebody to just declare that I'm some vessel, some radiator of disease is inherently wrong. And as I said, if I had a disease, I would self-quarantine. I mean, this kind of goes back to family a little bit for me, and let me just explain that. So if I've got a disease, the people I care about the most are the people right around me. So what do you think? You think I'm going to, I mean, if I don't want to get them sick, I certainly don't want to get you sick. But see, when you take away this concept of family, then government sort of becomes, oh, well, you can't go getting your family sick. We're the government. We'll make sure you don't get anybody sick. Well, anybody now, it means, you know, if you want to think of it as an onion, I got to peel back 50,000 layers of onions that the government's telling me not to get sick. The government doesn't have to tell me, don't get somebody sick. My youngest son had a bug recently. He was out of school for 3 days. Tested him for COVID. We knew he didn't have the Wu flu, but, you know, got it anyway just to make sure, because we were concerned about the other kids. Never have I tested a kid. I've had three other boys. They got sick, kept them home. When they felt better, fever broke, got the little butts ready for school. Never tested them for anything. But we tested him just to make sure everything was good. But the other thing we did, sprayed Lysol, put a towel down at his door so the little germies wouldn't creep through. You know, I mean, we put a door mask on the door and forced the mask, forced the door to go into lockdown. We put a mask on the door. We also opened his window so the germs would go outside and not stay inside with us, and making sure that they didn't violate the 6-foot rule for the neighbors. But we did. We took all the precautions to make sure that we wouldn't get sick, you know, while he was fighting his bug. And knock on wood, it didn't happen. His bug's ended. Mom and dad are safe, and the world is safe, and the kids at school are safe, because we kept them out. And you know why? Because he had symptoms. He woke up. I got a sore throat. I'm not feeling well. Oh, let's take your temperature. Ooh, you got a fever. If there was anybody at risk, it was us. And we said, okay, you're home. You're quarantined. I didn't need Biden to tell me. I didn't need the Senate to vote on it. Anyway, the Senate did vote 52-48. And the bigger issue here on, not the bigger issue necessarily, but the, aside from the biggest issue being the government shouldn't be able to tell you what to do with your body, your individual body. I'm not talking about when you become a vessel for another being. But on the other side of it is the Democrat-controlled Senate voted against Biden. Simple majority. John Tester of Montana and Joe Manchin. See, I don't even know how Montana has a Democrat senator, but they do. And Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's voted with us on many things, he's a moderate for sure, but they voted with us. And that's what kept this mandate from being deployed. Now, what I think the businesses, the capitalists, these woke CEOs are actually going to try to keep this thing alive. So they're saying the resolution faces an uphill battle in the House. It does. No question about it. But I want you to understand that the winds are shifting back in another direction. The House Democrats are going to have to rethink themselves because their compadres in the Senate said, you know what? We sense what's happening here. Many of us are not going to have our jobs if we don't do the right thing. And see, in the Senate, it's a little tougher because, as you know, these guys serve 6 years and they have alternating terms of when we vote against them or for them. The House, every 2 years, they got to re-up. So, yes, I agree. It may be more difficult. And they say that this article reads, Republicans are hoping to get a simple majority needed to force a vote through a discharge petition, which will require support from, of course, a handful of House Democrats because they have a slight majority. But Republicans view the Senate vote as a significant win, and it's the first time they've been able to use the Congressional Review Act to successfully get a resolution targeting a Biden rule through the Senate. See, We opened Pandora's box with this presidential executive order thing. We just opened Pandora's box. And as that ruling from Judge Daugherty said the other day, where he said, you always have to separate, you know, between the three branches of government. You have to always keep those lines of demarcation where no single group has all the power. And what we did with these executive orders is we let one group, that being the theoretical president, have all the power. But see, I resent it. I resent it. I understand giving the power to the president at times like that, like in wartime and things like this. We're not at war with this disease, number one. And number two, we have a president who usurped the office, who nobody really wants. And we know what's happening now. This radical leftist agenda is being deployed because Mr. Magoo is sitting in the White House, and he's doing the bidding of these knucklehead leftist elitists. I know, folks, hard to believe, but Dr. Evil really does exist. And we've always looked at him as kind of a joke, a Bond figure, you know, or something Austin Powers did as a joke. It's not a joke. There are people in this world who believe they should run it. They know better than we. And sadly, they don't care about us. I got to leave it there.
Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.